Just allow yourself to get into a comfortable position, a place where you can simply let go and follow my words, a place where you can easily and gently just let yourself drift away, letting everything I say simply slide more and more deeply, more and more easily into your mind, washing away what is there and just leaving you blank and empty, to just feel yourself simply give in and let yourself sink, 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 deeper and deeper, all the way down, down into sleep, down into trance. And as you sleep, as your mind drifts, you just start to see the world around simply fading away, and a new world coming into focus. You find yourself in a very unique, very specific place. The Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry. You can allow the details to simply filter in, becoming clear, becoming so very vivid and real for you. The sights of the buildings, old stone, moss and vines, but yet sturdy and strong. The sound of students in the distance, the feel of energy, of magic all around you. You notice your own reflection in a mirror and find that you are still an adult. You graduated, maybe recently, maybe years and years ago. You can see your attire, fancy and regal. You look very nice in your fancy attire. And now you have returned. Perhaps you are here to take up a teaching position, or simply to visit, to wander, and to talk to the people. It is, after all, a very soothing location, full of many mysteries. You start to walk around, taking in the sights, taking in the feel of the place, the open-air courtyards, the echoing long hallways, the classic design of the buildings, and of course, the magic. The paintings that talk to you, the candles that simply float in the air, the mythical beasts all around, and even a ghost from time to time. But as you wander, someone catches your eye. As you pass by an office, you notice inside an old friend. They are dressed as regal as you are and appear to be settling in as a teacher. But there is something about them in this situation that just helps you realize just how attractive they are. You have known them for years. And although maybe you found them attractive before, there's just something about the way they are dressed, proper and elegant, and the power of them being a teacher and a magic user. It just makes you become far more interested. You can't help but simply decide to stop in and say hello. They didn't seem to notice you enter. You decide to be playful and sneak up on them. Move into the room silently, quietly, while their back is turned. But just as you get within striking distance, a flick of their wand and the door slams closed behind you, making you jump, making you turn around, only then to turn back to your friend to see them standing there smiling, giving you a rather playful, rather flirtatious look. They scold you playfully for thinking that you could sneak up on them, commenting that they have at least 2 students a day attempt the same trick, but that none of them look quite as good, quite as delightful as you do. You find yourself leaning against a desk, playfully folding your arms, and commenting that they were just too tempting of a target. Your words filled with an innuendo, a desire, and a playful smile. Your friend sits on the edge of their desk and smiles. The two of you begin a rather elegant dance. Simple flirting, a veiled compliment, an implied attraction, a very simple hint of what might come. It's very playful, all very simple. But then the bell rings, and your friend looks up at the clock and sighs. They have a class to teach in 10 minutes. You nod and go to stand, smiling to say it was nice to see them, building up the courage to ask to see them again. But before you can, they give you a smile and say, "Oh, you're not going anywhere." And before you know it, the tip of their wand taps your nose, and you hear the word Petrifico echo through the room. Almost in an instant, you feel your body stiffening, tightening. You feel a wave of magical energy sliding along your body, along every inch of your skin, seductively caressing every part it touches, and turning every part it touches into bronze, a shining metallic bronze. Your vision takes on an orange tint, and you find that your eyes simply don't move, and then you feel your thoughts simply turn to bronze as well, unthinking, unmoving, just staring ahead at your old friend as your body solidifies. They lean into you with a smile and tell you that you were simply too tempting to let go. Their hands sliding slowly along your body as they lean in and steal a kiss, and then pull back to whisper, "Stay right here," before they turn and move to the door. Before the door closes, you hear, distant, like an echo in your mind, your friends say, "I'll be back for you later." And then the door simply closes. This is where our preview will end. If you'd like to see the full video, where you are shrunken down and taken back to your friend's place, and have another spell or two cast on you, you can find the link in the video down in the description. But for now, simply allow yourself to just relax and enjoy being a nice, solid statue. And when you are ready to wake up, simply take a deep breath and allow yourself to wake up. If you need a little help, simply count from 1 up to 3, and then tell yourself to simply wake up. Until then, enjoy being a nice, solid, bronze statue.